Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Nick, do you know what the medical mile is?
I've heard that term, yes.
Okay, it's the name for the stretch of road that connects HSHS St. Elizabeth's Hospital in O'Fallon to Memorial Hospital East in Shiloh. And a local developer named Darwin Miles, he coined that phrase a few years ago. It was sort of this build it and they will come philosophy that said if you can anchor healthcare between two major hospitals, it'll be a magnet for more medical services. And that is exactly what's happening, and it's been really fun to witness.
For sure.
It's likely that people know that we have great access to healthcare, but I wonder if they're aware of the quality of care we have available. So let's talk about that for a minute.
That's a really good point.
So in the West, you have St. Elizabeth's. It is a 144-bed, $300 million hospital and medical office building. It is home to Prairie Heart, which is a cardiology group that has physicians who work in the top 5% of cardiac care.
Hmm.
They have super subspecialists that perform really, really rare procedures.
That's neat.
Since Saney's opened, several other large medical clinics have also been built near that campus. The Cancer Care Center of O'Fallon opened in April of 2020, and it is home to some oncologists for St. Elizabeth's, as well as some physicians from Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois. And right next door to that is a new development that's going up. It's Metro East Dermatology and Skin Cancer Specialist.
I was wondering what was going there.
Have you seen it? It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's a really nice facility. So currently, Metro East Derm has their office in Shiloh across from the Goddard School, but they're building this larger clinic over by St. Elizabeth's. And their founder, Dr. Jamie McGinnis, is the only fellowship-trained Mohs surgeon in the entire Metro East. Mohs is a highly advanced micrographic surgery with a 99% cure rate for skin cancer.
Wow.
It's amazing. And I have a family member who's a patient there, and their office staff is great. You know how sometimes, you know, the medical care is great, but sometimes you have issues with offices and maybe the staff or the parking. Not at Metro East. They are, the whole experience has been fantastic for
Very
us.
Neat.
As you head east down this healthcare highway, several medical clinics have moved into existing office spaces. Redbird Pediatrics is a new office that opened up recently in Cambridge. I know the chamber just had a ribbon cutting to celebrate that.
Yeah.
And then in Shiloh, Heartland Women's Care moved into their new, much larger clinic during the last year. Heartland is a large regional obstetrics and gynecological clinic. They have 15 physicians and mid-level providers that see patients at their Shiloh location. And then in that same area in Shiloh on Fortune Boulevard, there's an ear, nose, and throat physician. And then there's Counselors Associate, which is a fantastic mental health and therapy clinic. Remember, they also have psychiatric medication management for kids and adults.
And yes.
There are just not many providers who write for psych meds, so we are really fortunate to have access to them.
Well, one of the biggest developments is the relocation of the St. Clair County Veterans Affairs Clinic from Belleville to their newer location there in Shiloh, kind of behind Target.
Yep, that's right. And the Shiloh VA Clinic is 2.5 times bigger than the old facility, and it serves more than 5,500 veterans a year. What's interesting is they offer traditional medical care, things you would expect to receive through a veterans clinic, but they also have a whole health approach. So they also include chiropractic, meditation, something they call battlefield acupuncture, and more. And then just down the street is the 40-bed, $31 million rehab hospital that's a joint venture between Encompass Health and BJC.
Interesting.
And then this whole medical mile started with the opening of Memorial Hospital East in Shiloh in 2016. It is a 94-bed, $124 million hospital with two medical office buildings, which includes Siteman Cancer Center. And in its first year, Memorial delivered over 1,000 babies and had over 24,000 ER visits. And I imagine it's only gotten busier in recent years.
My son was one of those 1,000 babies,
was
actually.
He? Yeah? All right, Max.
They opened that hospital in April of 2016,
yep.
And Max was born in May of 2016.
Oh, all
so
right.
I was right in the window to be, but I wasn't anywhere near the first. But
you know,
but I'm in the first 2 months.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
They're so much busier now, too.
Isn't it crazy to think that none of these medical facilities existed 5 years ago, though?
Right. I know. That's exciting. So if you think about it, if you have a family member that needs care, especially if it's really specialized treatment, it used to be that you might have to cross the river, which, as we know, comes with its own challenges. You have these very large medical campuses over there where you have to park in a paid parking garage. Then you know, sometimes you have to take a shuttle to get to the building. There's usually a lot of walking involved. And then once you get inside, you're in this huge lobby and you're trying to study this map to figure out, like, which floor you even have to get to.
Yeah.
It can be a little more than overwhelming, I think.
Daunting, yeah.
Yeah. But now you can schedule your consults, receive your testing and treatments almost all in O'Fallon Shiloh. You can park in a parking lot that's maybe a few steps away from the entrance. You know the area, what restaurants are available, what shops are nearby. Maybe your pharmacy is right down the street from your doctor's office. And then in many cases, you can see the exact same physicians you would see over in St. Louis, but they're over here. It's the same care, just closer to home.
Very cool.
So hopefully it takes away a little bit of the anxiety that's usually present when you're interacting with the medical community.
Over $500 million has been invested in O'Fallon Shiloh just in the last few years. And I got to say, I like how listeners never know what they're going to get with us. One day we're talking about our favorite burgers, and the next it's a deep dive into our healthcare infrastructure.
True.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Tomorrow is Vine Street Market at O'Fallon Station. It opens at 8, live music starts at 9. Heads up, the winter market at Vine Street is scheduled for Saturday, December 11th. It's a limited farmer's market, but they also have a limited number of artisan vendors since it's so close to Christmas. So if you make something, soap or handmade crafts that you want to sell, consider applying for the winter market. Applications are open through October 5th, but I do happen to know they only have a few spots left. So if you're interested, you'll want to get that application in, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Also tomorrow is Birch Market's grand opening. Their sandwich shop alone is worth checking out. I've been in there a few times, and it is so nice.
I mean to get in there.
Also, 25% of sales from Saturday will be donated to cystic fibrosis research. So stop in for a specialty coffee or drink and then pick up dinner while you're at it. And then next weekend, September 10th and 11th, there'll be some busy days in the area. Shiloh Homecoming is happening Friday night and Saturday in the community park in Shiloh. Friday from 5 until 11 p.m., they'll have rides, there'll be a Civil War display, live music, and then fireworks begin at 9. And then on Saturday, the festivities begin at 3 p.m. They'll have a vendor fair, the rides, food, games, live music, and then at 5 p.m., there'll be a 9/11 memorial ceremony, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Next Saturday, September 11th, is also Bacon Fest in O'Fallon's downtown district.
It's bacon!
Sweet.
We'll cover that more next week, but just know, I'll be there all day because I love bacon.
Bacon.
The VFW also has a 9/11 remembrance ceremony planned for Saturday, September 11th at 10 a.m. at the flagpole just outside the V. And links to both of those events will be in the show notes.
Well, it's a good thing we have access to quality health care, because we're probably going to need it after fun events like bacon.
For sure.
But
good call.
Anyway, well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
See you later. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.